Not only because of your time constraint, Mr. Chairman, but also because this committee has shown leadership in the transfer issue. I'll be very brief. What Senate Bill 624 does is, first, I want to mention that I believe that the State Board of Education could solve this problem as of today. I've introduced Senate Concurrent Resolution number 24 that encourages the State Board to move ahead. Since they haven't, or since they won't, the transfer law as it is now is unsustainable and ends up making winners and losers throughout the state. I know you've been dealing with it, and I want to applaud you for that. Mine is just part of that conversation. I also will add, before I tell you the specifics of the bill, you've seen these specifics in bills that are have more information. This is has two important things. First, it prohibits the State Board of Education from classifying a school district as unaccredited or reclassifying an unaccredited district as provisional accredited when there's no State Board of Education member who's a resident of the congressional district in which the school district is located. That is specifically because in the congressional district 5, there was not a member of the State Board of Education for over a year, and when they were dealing with the accreditation issue of Kansas City. But more to the point of the transfer issue, my bill simply says that each district may establish and adopt a policy for desirable class size and student teacher ratio. If a district adopts a policy, it is not required to accept any transfer student from unaccredited districts that would violate its class size or student teacher ratio. If a student is denied admission based on the district's policy, the student may apply to the State Board of Education. State Board must then review the appropriateness of the policy. The State Board finds the district's policy is unduly restrictive and may be limited. The State Board's decision is final. So it deals directly with the fact that each board can determine their class size and then take transfers based on that. I think that, if I'm correct, Mr. Chairman, other bills that you've had, and even the next bill, deals specifically with that. Mine is a little more simpler and just deals with that. The issue that's going on in the eastern side of the state can soon happen to the western side of the state and throughout the state, and I think we need to move very quickly with solving the transfer problem that we have. I know that you're doing that, but I wanted to add my voice to it as well. I would recommend, if I may, Mr. Chairman, that as you put together different policies from different bills, that you may have a committee substitute, but you also pass Senate Bill 624 because it is very simple, very clean, and doesn't allow us to get caught up in some of the other things that we may not agree on, but we know most of us agree that we need to fix this transfer issue.